Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's just dive right into it, all right? We're in LA. We talked about all
this. Honestly, episode is on steroids. Like, it's like an LA. We just take
injecting
two,
it.
IVs and we just injected it right with as much LA energy as we possibly could put
right
into
it's
it.
Like if you were jacking a car.
Carjacking.
I was gonna say carjacking. I didn't want to sound stupid.
But oh
I
guess
well,
I no! If you were
stupid.
like hot wiring a car,
like zzz, yeah. That's what we're doing here. We got Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In on, and we also have Kelsey Kreppel on, who we're big fans of as yeah. well. And we did all our topics with Kelsey, and we had a great interview with Becca and Tanya. So it's so much fun. But we need to dive into what we're talking about immediately.
So much LA energy.
Immediately, you guys are gonna bug out. The listeners are going to freak out about this.
We had our moment. There's been so many times that we've been to LA, I think, and we've waited for the celebrity sighting. And like, oh, this is as close as we got. Natalie C and Hilary Duff leaving Jones on Third.
Right. It's like.
And like, they're, and remember when I swore I saw Derek from One Tree Hill at the airport?
Yes.
I was like, that's how close we were getting. We obviously went to, are you having heartburn? Are you all right?
I'm literally having a heart attack.
Okay.
No, we're good.
Rethinking about it. But yeah, we've been kind of like crossing off the basic LA activities because we've never done them before and you got to do it at least once. So we went to Delilah Saturday night for dinner and we're, you know, everybody's looking at everyone. Like that's the, everyone's like, who are you? This couldn't be more LA. You kind of hate every second of it until Jacob Elordi walks in.
Jacob Elordi walked in. And my vagina tingled. That sounds so inappropriate, but I feel like it describes it perfectly.
You were in the bathroom, and he came in, and I saw him first, and my heart sank to like I almost started to shake. and you came back, and I so did not play it cool at all. Like you came back to the table, and I was like, Jacob Elordi's here. Jacob Elordi's
here. Like, look behind you.
He's
standing right behind
me. I was like, He's right there.
You're like, look behind you. I look behind me. Jacob Elordi's standing right there.
Specimen of a man.
Oh my God.
So fucking
is
hot.
Is he fucking gorgeous?
So hot.
He's so hot. He's so tall. He was wearing a bomber with like a white tank top underneath.
Yeah.
He walked in wearing headphones, which it's like
wired headphones.
He's old school.
He walked into Delilah wearing wired headphones.
I don't think he walked in. I think he like ran in.
Yeah, he was excited to be there. But he just looked amazing, and
yeah.
then he took off his bomber midway through the night,
dancing
in a tank top, just having a great time, and he looked unbelievable. And that's really, we didn't talk to him, we just were like near him the entire night,
yeah.
and we couldn't fathom being in his presence. It was like, he's so unbelievably hot, and then we also saw
accent,
Stassi Baby.
Height. Yeah, Stassi
Baby
was there.
We saw Stassi Baby's ass, which we've talked about on this podcast.
Stassi Baby also was wearing a dress that had Strass, it said. It did
I
say
think it
Stas.
Might be a brand.
I don't know if it's a brand. That's what I was trying to Google before. I don't think it is. Unless it's something that's ungoogleable, but which is possible. But I was like, maybe it's like a nickname that we don't know about.
Right.
But it said Strass bedazzled above her ass in the dress. Incredible.
It was awesome. She looked amazing, beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Olivia Jade was there, also Olivia stunning. We're just name dropping everyone.
Let me tell you something. I am so happy about that experience because it, like I said, inject LA just into this podcast veins. It could not have been more of an LA sighting. That group of three people just covers it all. Famous children, hot Instagram influencers, famous friends, like famous for just being absolutely stunning, and hot young actor.
Hot young like actor. And then
all three of them. Olivia Jade, Stassi, Jacob Elordi.
Maddie Ziegler.
Oh, I forgot about Maddie Ziegler.
Maddie Ziegler was there, not with them, but yeah, she was there. So it just was insane. Like, yeah. I can't believe that we saw Jacob Elordi in the flesh. I mean, we've talked about him
Cross
so many times
the
on this podcast.
List, the LA
it was like
list,
the perfect.
Man. I don't have to ever go back.
I don't even want to. It was a great place, obviously, but he was the perfect guy to see because we're actually a fan of him, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, oh my God, Jacob Elordi's in front of us right now. Insane.
Yeah.
So we feel good about that, and we know that you guys would be excited that we got to see Jacob Elordi
now,
in person.
We don't really know, like, there is an etiquette in Delilah that I was unaware of. There is a sign, but I thought it was like a decoration.
like when you walk in, next to
like when you walk in, it says no photos, please. And I was like, oh, like that's like, you know, I thought it was a decoration. But you really can't. Some people, you can see people who are like allowed to and who are not allowed to. We certainly
yeah, like if Jacob
not
pulled
allowed
out his phone,
to.
I don't think
well,
they'd be
like, I
mean,
yeah, I did see it. Like Stassi Baby pulled out her phone and was taking pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Stassi Baby's allowed
she's
to do
allowed
that.
To. I'm not. Like, I just went to literally take a selfie of me and Devin. It wasn't even like of anything or of something. And within 30 seconds, the guy was like, no photos. I was like, oh my goodness. My apologies, sir.
And then
no photos. I know this is very celebrity famous, like very celebrity friendly. That's, I'm assuming that's also probably why all the celebrities love to go there is because they have that security like up your ass right away if you are even close to like getting too close.
Yeah, meanwhile, we're broadcasting all over the place that we saw them there, which, I mean, everyone knows they go there.
Yeah.
Like, they post about it all the time.
Yeah.
But it was a really just an LA night. Obviously, we just came home, Fran and I, and listened to Christmas music, so we didn't really do anything crazy. And we were with Hannah and Dylan, who obviously we love and always have a blast with, and that was nice because Stassi and Olivia do know Hannah.
Gave us a little bit of some clout.
Yeah, so Hannah like went over and was talking to them and was like, oh, cool, like we're with the people that know Stassi and Olivia. So that was nice. But we do have an awesome, awesome episode that we're going to get right into.
Yes, we are.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest. We have Kelsey Kreppel here rocking our one and only Christmas at the Tipton
limited
Christmas
edition.
Sweater, limited edition. She's a YouTuber, and on the side, she may teach preschoolers.
Sometimes.
Good intro?
That was really good. Yeah, sometimes I pop in to educate the youth.
Yep. Should you be educating the youth?
Yeah.
Yes.
I stand by that.
You feel confident in that?
I think so. Yeah. Well, I was going to say compared to the other teachers, I think I'm doing fine.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like teachers on the side, sneaky.
Every little kid also wants to be a YouTuber now. So, you know, she can come in and be like, look at me.
No.
You want to be me?
I don't talk about it. It's truly like two completely different lives. Like no one knows except my boss.
That's
and I'm like
incredible.
I was gonna say, do the teachers there get like jealous of you?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't talk to anyone.
That makes sense. This is your first podcast.
This is
you've
my first
been
podcast.
On besides Cody's before he was with Noel. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell the story
Doesn't
about
count.
How we connected because I was a really big fan of you. Used to watch all your YouTube videos. I would talk about it, and then one day.
You look annoyed by that.
No, no, not at all.
Yeah, she shut like, the fuck up. But.
To be honest, I started watching all your videos because she told me to watch all your videos.
I was such a big fan. And then one day, you just responded to my story. And I was like, what is happening
freaked
right out. Now?
Really?
I freaked out. She
did freak out. I remember.
Literally the best DM I've ever gotten. I told everyone that. I was like, this is the best DM I've ever gotten in my life. Because you were like, I'm a fan. I was like, no. I'm a fan Please stop. But now I realize that you're like a secret fangirl of like other podcasts as well.
I'm a secret fangirl.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's crazy. I don't think like that is actually insane. There are so many other people you like that could be cooler.
No. Like, I mean, I'll
take it. Like, I'm honored.
Yes, maybe they're like a little cooler, but being an actual fan of you, very cool.
Well, thanks. I'm a fan of you guys. I'm happy to be here.
Super excited. Also, we're going to do a bunch of topics with you because we know you're also a lover of pop culture.
I do love pop
culture. We also, Rhea wanted to get some ratings on our red carpet outfits. Those are actually my favorite videos that you did because like I feel like we can't really do it anymore. Like I just feel like sometimes we would do red carpet like coverage and talk about outfits, and like the way people do it nowadays, you just can't be like, that's a heinous dress.
It's I don't just think like I not allowed anymore either.
I feel like you used to let it fly way more, and I think we used to let it fly way more too, but now it's like you just can't, and so it's hard to be brutally honest about it. You're like, I don't like it, but like it works on her.
No,
it's like,
nobody that's wants everything to hear that. I know. And then like,
it's like, I couldn't wear it, but she can. I guess
I would personally never put that on my body, but she looks so amazing out there. Like I know it's fucking weird because you can't.
I know.
You just can't.
And it sucks because it's not like we're like, this person's ugly. Like, it's not. That's
no.
Not,
no,
it's
oh my
always
God.
Just like about the outfit.
And why can't we just honor the queen, Joan Rivers? Like, she would have been.
That's what she would have wanted.
It is. She's looking down upon us right now, shaking her head like,
we're all soft.
Yes, we are.
It's embarrassing.
I'm a sheep.
But I don't know. I still like doing them, but it's just like, it's hard. I'm just scared all the time. Like, I'm scared every time I post one of those.
Yeah.
They do really well. Yeah. So I want to keep posting them. But it's like, I feel like I'm just offending. And everybody's fans are so
that's
fucking intense.
Yeah.
That it's just like, you don't even understand what she was trying to do. And it's like, I don't care. Yeah. I just wanted to say I didn't like it. Because I can't, like, I have an opinion.
Right, right. I mean, stan culture, like, they're just blinded by whatever the people do. It's kind of sickness. Like, it creeps me out.
Fashion also, like, wouldn't exist if people didn't, like or dislike things. Like, anything would go. Yeah. Like, you could just.
No,
and it shouldn't. Like, not everything should go.
No, you're right.
That's where we have to come in and put our foot down.
Exactly.
And stand up.
Do you get scared
because. We'll lead the charge.
Us.
Yeah.
Us three. Yeah. Fashion icon.
Look at
your
us
next
right
red,
now.
Your next red carpet matching. Will be the video will be the three of us and we'll just
I also
let
know
it
that like the one time I'm gonna have to like go on a red carpet, I'm not gonna look good. You know what I mean? And people are gonna be like, oh, so look at you now. It's just like I'm just waiting for that. Yeah.
That's what I've been thinking about with the People's Choice Awards outfits and like what I'm wearing. I'm like we talk
doesn't
about
even matter because
people
don't even know we're there.
Yeah, like, no, you're right.
I do.
The photographers are like, move along.
The last time we went a couple of years ago, we walked onto the red carpet and they all put their cameras down.
Stop. Like, wait, that's actually happened to me as well.
And we like,
so embarrassing.
And, like,
you know,
it's going to happen again.
It's
going to
happen again. And then
so
and
embarrassing.
It's like the
every
one
time.
Photographer who's like nice and will like, what's your name? Yeah. Be like, oh, give us your name, honey. And we're like, Francesca Mariano, FRANCESCA, like screaming, like
most Italian
longest names, like can't
Maria Ciffo Francesca Mariano,
C-I-U, not U-I.
It's not Quifo, it's Ciffo.
Yeah, totally.
We went onto the Getty like the next day, being like, please come on, like just like one Getty picture. Image site, a picture of us.
There was one. Yes, remember the one single photo was terrible.
Oh yeah.
You're
no,
like,
no, you're right.
No,
you're like Dylan Sprouse in that other picture. Like it was so bad. It's gonna happen again this year. But I did show you my outfit before.
I know. Well, are you guys gonna try them on?
What do you mean?
For you right now?
I can't right now.
I want a full
It took me like an hour to get into mine.
It's a production. I got.
Okay,
I have to like
show me pictures.
I have to tape up my.
I have to tape yours. I don't have to do it. And then you could put it in the YouTube. Fran,
I'll show you mine.
You'll probably like hers better.
I really like yours.
Thanks. But she like went out, like she got hers a couple weeks ago. And,
yeah.
Like, went to a real nice place. Right. And it's like real like award show outfit.
Oh no, I'm going to.
Look at her. She gasped.
Oh, wow. Wow, you look good.
I didn't get this reaction when I showed Kelsey my dress.
Okay, also context-wise, like you were like, this is it, by the way. Anyway, so la, 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 la. You were telling a funny story. It was different.
Yeah.
Give me it again. I'll do a good reaction.
Okay, okay.
This is beautiful.
Is that a little
your real, give your real thoughts.
Just zooming in on your boobs.
The shorts have the same top as the jacket. Like the, it's like a, the waistband is the same sparkle.
So this is not a one piece.
No, it's a jacket and shorts.
Oh, yeah. Is it tucked in?
No, it's just a long, like I also got it tailored. So the jacket's going to button a little bit higher up than it is in the store.
Stunning.
Yeah. You like that
Look
one.
Look at you.
Are you being honest about it?
But
right
that's what
now?
I'm saying. Like, I have to tape my chest up majorly
yeah,
when I wear
that.
Yeah,
I mean, the girls look good in this picture alone.
Thanks.
I think this is, I really like it. I think you look chic, like a businesswoman kind of, but like, kind of like a Rockette.
Yeah.
Oh.
You do.
I
like
love
if
that.
They were doing like a business show.
Yes. Like if they have briefcases.
So like I was gonna say dancing with briefcases. Yes.
You look like the girls on Deal or No Deal.
Oh my God. Which is a compliment.
Yes it is.
Oh man. I've joked with Rhea that I was like, if I wear my hair like pulled back, like I might look like her lover on the carpet. But
that's also
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, totally fine.
I think you look great.
Thank you.
I love it.
Pass it back.
Yeah, let's get. Wow.
Oh, please. I wasn't expecting that reaction.
Okay. I also love this. Very hot. Look at those thumb holes. That's kind of cool.
I feel like the thumb holes are different.
The thumb holes make it something special.
I didn't even realize there was thumb
holes.
Look at these.
Yeah. When I sent it to
Well, gloves are very in right now, so I feel like
that's very true.
Yeah. I sent it to Brianna, and the only thing she said was like, wow, the thumb holes.
Wow. Yeah, so many of the dresses in the store had gloves, like as part of the dresses.
I've been getting into the gloves, glove dress combo. Yeah.
So you think like it's like classy and trashy kind of going together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that this are the perfect balance, true balance, and I think that is what we need. And I think you look really good in this dress.
Yeah.
This is hot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I feel good about it.
I feel great about it, honestly.
Yeah.
Glad I was no help in telling you where to go shopping yesterday, but you got a good dress.
Like 24 hours after.
Okay, it was like 30 minutes.
No,
I was sleeping.
No, we're going to go to where you said today.
She doesn't have shoes.
I don't have shoes yet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you? Oh, the mall?
Yeah, I did tell
you to go to the mall. Yeah. I understand why you didn't go.
Groundbreaking. No. We're going to go there, though, because they got the good shoe places. We went to the
good shoe places, Steve Madden.
Wait, I just want to point out just because it feels fitting in the way that I said good shoe places, Steve Madden. Last night we rolled up to Delilah in a Toyota Sienna.
Stop, like an Uber?
Yeah, like an Uber Toyota Sienna. And I was like, No, we're good right here. We're good right here. We can't right
you,
here.
You also went to check in at the valet. Check in. I was like, no. Front. I was like, the hostess is over there.
The hostess looked at me like
waiting in
no
line.
No way, she has a reservation.
Waiting in line at the valet.
Paparazzi caught us.
Yeah, no, coming out of the Toyota.
Yeah, us and Stassi.
Oh my God.
Yeah, besties.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get into some topics. We want to start off with, I think, the Tristan Thompson stuff. Because we love when Tristan Thompson does something bad. It's very exciting.
I mean, you're just always happy.
Yes, and which is
has he ever done something good?
No, but
the
now
one time him and Kim Kardashian refollow each other on Instagram,
yeah,
that was a good
groundbreaking
moment. Yeah.
Tristan. So this is the story. He allegedly now has a third child with this woman. Her name's Marley Nichols. She claims that Tristan Thompson is the father, that they had relations for quite some time, actually, like months, it seems.
I'm sure.
And then this all, the conceivement, the happened in at around Tristan Thompson's birthday.
Can I pause for a second?
Birthday, yes.
I love that Devin, when she put up the post on Chicks in the Office, wrote, Tristan Thompson conceived a baby while in a relationship with Khloe Kardashian. Like there was no other way to word it, but it was just very funny. Apparently conceived while with Khloe Kardashian. No, it's just funny.
It's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I mean, we think.
Baby had been made. Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
And
he would never do anything wrong, though, so I doubt this is true.
He it was just, like, around his birthday party, and, of course, now, like, the rumor is that he, one, told this woman, like, to get an abortion, two, said, like, if you have this baby, like, I'm retiring soon, I'm going to be unemployed, I'm not even going to have any money to pay you child support, like, you're going to get, like, the minimum amount of child support because I'm not going to be making money anymore. It's like, you're a fucking NBA player, you're trying to sell that you're going to be unemployed.
Remember when Kanye said something about Tristan Thompson in his song, and he said, if you don't ball like him or Kobe, it's like Tristan Thompson. Yeah. Oh my God.
Maybe that's what Kanye was trying to say.
Yeah. And she filed this in like June or July, I think. Like the court papers finally came out, but this has been going on for a while. And this was the worst part of it for me. I don't know if I took a screenshot of it. Khloe, if this happened around Tristan's 30th birthday, Khloe posted an Instagram for Tristan around her birthday, around his birthday. And it was like the nicest birthday message. Like, so nice. Khloe, I'm going to find it.
Babe.
Keep talking.
Who's your favorite Kardashian?
That's really tough.
You
probably
like them?
Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I really do. I can't deny it.
No, we really like them too.
I love them. I would say Kim. Kourtney stresses me out like far too much. And I like Khloe. But she's gotta stop doing this shit.
I know. This was her 30th birthday post for him. This was March 13th. The ones that are meant to be are the ones who go through everything that is designed to tear them apart, and they come out even stronger than they were before. Thank you for showing me everything you said you would. For the father you are. For the best friend I have in you. I'm thankful that I can do absolutely nothing with you, and it feels like everything. I hope you know today and every day how loved you are by me and so many. Happy birthday, TT. Welcome to 30. I can't wait for all the memories. This is when life just starts getting good. And his ass commented, I love you so much, Coco. Let's keep building amazing memories.
He's such a scumbag.
Also, that response, let's keep building amazing memories. It's like a Hallmark card. Yeah.
Well, that's when you know the relationship's like just not that good, when they just use cliche things to say to each other. Like, he probably like...
Hags, like, Chloe.
Yeah.
Sad.
How old is Khloe Kardashian though? 37? That's a what? That's out there.
I don't know. I mean,
I gotta
Kim's what, 40?
Around there.
Kim's
40. 40. So she's probably 38.
Hold on.
I thought they were like 5 years apart.
She's 37. That's so weird.
Wow.
No, because Stan. They're all. I mean, they're all pretty creepy. Close. An age.
Yeah.
Compared
she's 7 years old. That's whatever. It's just like I feel like when you're dating a younger guy like that.
Courtney's like that much older than Scott.
Yeah, but that's why Scott is like very immature and Tristan Thompson
really
is very immature.
Yeah, that didn't work either.
Wasn't really
that
good argument.
That didn't work either.
I feel like Tristan Thompson just has a problem.
It's incredible.
I mean, it's pretty astonishing what he can get through, you know? But like I just don't understand. I'm not surprised. Also, like if you're going to do that's you shouldn't, but then to like just say really shitty things like after the fact, like, you know, people are already going to be talking shit about you. You should at least like be nice to the girl so that she has like one nice thing to say about you.
Right.
But instead it's like, yeah. And then he told me to like fuck myself and get an abortion and that he's not going to pay because he's broke apparently with his NBA career.
Like there's no way he's broke.
Apparently he claimed that he will pay child support if, there's a paternity test done, which has not been done, I guess, apparently. But she just had the baby. Like
he's born.
I'm pretty sure the baby hasn't been born yet.
That's, when was his birthday? In 9 March. Months ago.
Yeah. March 13th. Nice. Fuck. I think it's actually, that's pretty, almost exactly 9 months. A little bit earlier.
That's.
Did she think he wasn't going to do it again? One time, fine. Two times.
It's been so many times. And I feel like so many more.
He hooked up with the best friend of the family.
So many more times.
That still fucks me up.
How? What did you feel about, like, they forgave Tristan Thompson, but Jordan Woods, they were like, fuck you.
That whole situation, I think is just awful. I think they should have just, like, maybe just cut ties with everyone. Yeah. Probably not just her.
Yeah.
The fact that didn't do it is just crazy.
Nothing's going to do
it. How did it do it for us? Like, we're all like, fuck that.
Yeah.
But, like, they're like, no, it's actually not that big of a deal. We don't like Jordan, but he's totally fine.
It's so crazy.
It's insane.
I know. I guess it also maybe shows who's a little bit more cutthroat. Like, I feel like Kylie's more cutthroat. Like, Kylie was like, you're out is my friend.
Damn. There's the door. That's true.
And Chloe was like, I'll give Tristan another chance.
Like, I don't get it. They have a baby.
All the other sisters, like someone, the sisters like
probably
blinded.
Were not down for that.
I know. It's hard with the baby.
At least we knew Kim wasn't.
Right.
Especially.
Is that someone else wearing the dress?
Jordan.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Guys, do I got to get a new dress? Just let me know. Somebody be honest with me right now.
Did you send us that picture?
Somebody be honest with me right now. Do I have to get a new dress?
When did she wear that?
Teddy Mellencamp wore your outfit the other night.
Teddy Mellencamp wore my pantsuit to Jingle Balls. So.
She's apparently pretty inspirational. I learned that on Scrubbing In.
By the way, Kelsey, big Scrubbing In with Becca and Tanya.
She's got Becca and Tanya.
Teddy and Tanya, yes. I believe Tanya did like Teddy's program.
No, guys, what am I doing about the dress, though? I'm sorry.
This is not about Scrubbing
I guess, yeah. I guess this is on topic because we're talking about Tristan, but like, do I have to get a new dress now?
I don't think you have to get a new dress. I mean, I probably would, but...
Fuck.
Wow, where do I go? So many pictures of it.
Where?
I still think you're okay, Rhea.
I think it's fine. If you feel good about the dress, you feel good in the dress, wear the dress.
She's also wearing the same shoes I was like going to get to wear with it.
I know. I wasn't going to say that, but...
I
do they sell them at Steve Madden? I don't think Jordy's are Steve Madden.
They're definitely not. They're like
mine are the knockoff. Mine are the knockoff version. That's gonna fuck
those
me
are
up.
Potatoes.
We gotta go shopping again today.
Fuck, back to the mall.
No,
to the mall. That's what I was fucking saying, but no one listened to me.
I'm taking
go to
you
Venice.
To Bloomies.
Do you think
come to Venice?
Do you think
come on?
Do you think they have like what do I do? Like
we were.
I'm sorry,
Venice
this
is like,
not about
like,
this, but like cash. That just
shitty.
Fucked me up.
No, for a red carpet shop.
We were just scared Venice was like a little bit too shitty.
It's like a little
like,
grungy
red carpet show that we're going to. No, there's like one store.
Yeah, I love the shopping in Venice. It's
on
so
Abbot
cute.
Kinney, that's pretty good. Mm. Very, I don't know, but like, I don't know, do they have something? Sometimes it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Sometimes I leave with a lot. Sometimes I leave with nothing.
Back
just
to
like
mall.
Every other place.
Groundbreaking.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I can't believe we got to that from talking about Tristan and Jordan.
No, it's okay. I just feel like I'm going to cry right now.
Oh my God, don't cry. I cried on the way here. Does that make you feel better?
Why did you cry on the way here?
Because I was like hungover. Yeah. And I was like, am I drunk driving? I'm just kidding. I was just really like, I'm going to fuck this up. And then now I'm having back spasms. And I keep going, when I talk. So sorry, guys.
Wait, I almost brought my heating pad the other day. I was packing.
You didn't pack it?
No, listen, what happened? Devin was like, you're going to be there and be like, I wish I had my heating pad. And I was like, you're so right. I'm going to pack it.
I agree with you.
I went to grab it and then just forgot it. But, you know, my luggage was exactly 50 pounds. If I put that heating pad in there, it's like weighted because it's got the massage in it.
Yeah.
It would have went over. So
went over.
It was blessing in disguise. But
Yeah. We can go to Target.
Yeah, I'm just a little stressed about the dress, but whatever. Tristan Thompson,
you're
gonna scumbag.
Be fine. You're going to be fine, okay? I promise.
You're looking right in my eyes, and I believe
I know,
you.
This is a lot of eye contact.
I trust you with my whole heart right now.
But I swear to God.
I will not break my eye contact right now.
I'll never stop staring.
Look, it just gives us so many opportunities
for right after
who
I need to
better.
Say, I need to
now
say something,
so
though.
Many opportunities for who
and
are better.
To,
maybe we'll end up in Us Weekly.
All right, back
okay,
to what
anyway,
we're talking about.
Anyway, we're talking about Tristan, and there was something else that I wanted to say. And
I am sweating.
You are literally sweating. No, what I wanted to say was this: if this isn't the last straw,
It's not gonna be.
No, she's gonna be back with him.
I think like it's. No, it's, but I'm but trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. The baby looks exactly like him. She can't stop.
True does look just like her dad,
which is like, that sucks.
Yeah. Isn't it really sad that the baby's name is True? Like, just because it's kind of ironic.
I like True.
No, but it's just
it
like.
It is a little bit ironic.
Like, dad, like all he does is like lie. Just,
yeah. Yes.
Like, nothing about it.
Like,
is
literally,
true.
All he does
oh my
is lie.
I feel bad. She's a baby. You guys, I know. I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
It's she for
could
the
be
kids.
In your, she could be in your class, actually.
She is, actually. I'm just kidding.
She really could be in your class. You're I'm like, pretty sure she's, like, exactly that age.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
No, it's a baby. No, it's fucked up. And I also think I saw this. And I saw this. I don't know where I saw it. But someone looked and there was, like, a Page Six article that came out in, like, June-ish or sometime this summer. And the date was a couple days after, like, the original papers were filed by this woman seeking support from Tristan. So it was like, and Page Six was like, Tristan and Chloe have broken up again. They're just blah, blah, blah. Sources say they're done, yada, yada, yada. What? But it wasn't like there was no reason why. Now kind of seems like there's a reason.
What about the girl on No Jumper? Wasn't that like last year too? Was that Tristan Thompson?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I know.
I feel bad for Chloe. And like, she doesn't deserve it, but at some point she does it to herself.
I know, but I think it's like we won't understand until we like have a kid.
Right.
With that person, and I feel like that makes it like all more difficult. Mm. But it is really like,
yeah.
I can't imagine like how her family must be like,
yeah.
It's probably frustrating. And I mean, if we feel frustrated and we don't know.
Imagine Kris Jenner right now.
And not to even get even deeper, but I feel like it has a lot to do with the fact that like those girls all had like their parents weren't together. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting don't laugh.
No, I'm laughing because I felt like my face was like having a stroke for a second.
Oh my god, you're just worried about this dress.
No, I know. Like I in the back of my head, like my mouth started twitching. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Go ahead.
She's all getting fucking deep.
I was getting deep. I was getting deep.
And I totally didn't hear a word you said. So it please
was,
restart.
It was pretty intense. Honestly.
All the girls' parents, like Kris and Rob, split up. Bruce, you know, it was just so it's like I bet all they want is to fucking stay together with their partner for their children because they didn't have it and didn't happen for any of them.
It's also just the life they live, I feel like, in that kind of world. It's very rare to see
very
people
rare.
Stay together for such a long time.
Yeah.
Like Courtney and Travis, I think they might have it, but I'm just not exactly sure.
Oh, did you guys see that?
Yes.
Courtney's the whole family was on the Kris Jenner gingerbread. You know how Kris gives them all gingerbread houses?
Oh, that's cute.
And they have all their names, the family members' names on the gingerbread house. Courtney's is Courtney, Travis, all the kids, and all of Travis's kids. And
I love a blended family.
I know.
I do think that's really sweet.
I know.
I think it's sweet because I think it's good for Courtney and Travis because it's probably hard to date somebody when you don't have kids, but they have kids because they can't relate. But they both have to worry about their kids so they could do it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blended that's families. That's cute. Lovey.
I know.
Making the cutest gingerbread houses. That's what they call her, right? Lovey.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That is.
Should we get into the next topic that's not so lovey?
Sure.
I want to talk about John and Katie, Bachelorette world. But first...
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So we've been talking about this for a little bit now. I don't know if you're familiar, but we'll give a quick backstory for the people listening also if they don't know. John and Katie from Katie's season are now dating, but Katie ended up with Blake. They broke up like, I don't know, 4 weeks ago, Blake and Katie. John and Katie were best friends, used to hang out with Blake, Katie, and John all together, flew in a plane together, beautiful video.
Yeah, we can't stop talking about
that. Can't stop talking about this. Did you know this part?
No.
I've been telling this to every guest.
you have to tell it again, okay. Just because you've been telling every guest.
Okay. the video that first of all, did you see that Katie did a 12 days of messy, like where she like named all of her exes to Taylor Swift songs?
Yes.
Exes, guys,
on
the show.
Don't fucking ruin Taylor Swift for me.
Yeah, you're okay? Such a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm Swiftie. I love Taylor Swift too. I couldn't deal with
you
that.
You would have attacked Noah.
I didn't like
Noah
that
just
either.
Put his head down.
Let's get into
there
it,
was
Noah.
We'll talk about it after.
Well, there was, we had that discussion too. We were like, Katie, like you said that to Kelly Keeks too. And Kelly was like, yeah, I really would like her to stay away from Taylor Swift.
I said this. I said, Katie like has Taylor Swift energy. But she wants to have Taylor Swift energy.
So, yeah.
She doesn't have the talent.
We can get more into that.
Anyway, the last day was beginning.
It was beginning again.
Yes, beginning again.
I saw that one.
And it's with John. And the video starts, and there it's like romantic plane ride.
Yes, yes. I saw what she posted.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's flying. John's flying the plane, and like she pans to him and like pans outside, and the music's starting. Blake was sitting next to her in the back of that plane.
No.
There were actually four people on that plane.
Shut the fuck
up. And Katie and Blake were together in the back seat. And she used that clip to announce their relationship. Meanwhile, Blake was sitting next to her on
that
plane.
She's sick in the head. That is a sick thing to
That's
do.
That's so weird. That is so embarrassing. That is so weird.
It's so weird.
Why is she... What?
It's so weird.
How did we get to this place?
I'm not shocked by this. So now... Why we're bringing this up is they walked their first red carpet together. Now they're posting all these TikToks together and they're like really leaning into it. And she posted on her story, people are calling us the controversial crew and I'm loving it. And it was like Chasen, Tammy, Anna, like all these people that like, no offense, nobody really gives a fuck about them. They're not even controversial. Like people just don't really
care. Oh my God, this is really cringy. This is like,
controversial. Sorry, is such a, no, controversial
no,
is such
worse.
A, is like such a strong term too. Like I said it to you guys, like none of those people give me any like, make me feel any type of way.
Because they're accepted, like,
you
gotta
make me, right, like, you gotta, like, to be controversial, I gotta love or hate you or something.
Totally.
And I just, it just doesn't, I don't care.
Controversial is like a polarizing figure, like you said, that, like, you hate them or you love them.
Yeah.
These people, nobody really cares.
It's just, right.
Yeah.
It's all for the TikToks.
Right.
Which is also, like, so lame.
They're trying to be the quarantine crew, but controversial crew.
San Diego. They're like making San Diego the bachelor hub of the world now.
Everyone,
and it makes me not want to go to San Diego.
I've never been, but.
Neither have I.
Remember when I said, like, I've never been to San Diego, but I'd love to live there? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to live there anymore.
Me either.
Now you can't.
I don't want to. Because they make
join the controversial crew.
Yeah.
Please
imagine.
You should be like an inside. Maybe I've been watching too much Sopranos, but you should like. We should mic you up. And we should like
infiltrate the.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd allow me in because I've said terrible things about all of them.
Which
maybe they would because they're like that's controversial.
Maybe it would help. It would help.
Wasn't there red carpet?
Red
carpet picture was them like kissing.
Oh yeah, they're kissing on the carpet. They're this as much as it's like. Holy shit, what is happening? There is a part of me that slightly respects it. I am not going to lie. It's just because it's so...
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
No, because it's like so crazy. Like it's so crazy that she's like, I actually don't give a flying fuck and I'm going to like make out with my boyfriend on the carpet do me and like, I don't really care what you all say now.
I get that.
You
but
know?
I think that she does care. Like, if you don't care, then you just, like, do it, and then you don't really talk about it, and then you just, like, someone asks you about it, and you're like, yeah, I don't really care, and then you, like, move on. But, like, she's making it such a big deal that it's, like,
wait, you do care. She's rubbing it into people's faces, which I think they're just going about it the wrong way. Like,
they are.
Say she waited a couple months, right? It's like this was 4 weeks ago, and he was your best friend. You wait, and you're like, listen, I fell in love with my best friend.
Yes.
Now we're just going to be together.
Right.
And... we're not going to, like, post in your face about it, but we're going to be together.
Yes.
People will be like, okay, I respect that. It's just the every single day.
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm the villain now. It's like, okay, relax, Katie.
It's like, you realize you're not on TV anymore. Like, this, what are you doing this for? Like, TikTok? Like, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I sent this to our like, bachelor group because I was just like, what is happening? And I don't know if... as far as we know, like, Blake didn't do something terrible or, like, they had some big problem. And she's just been kind of twisting the knife more and more.
Emily Moynes is upset.
She posted a reply. Yeah, we love Emily Moynes.
I actually
she
heard about that.
Posted a reply to her. Oh, like someone replied to the story of her and John kissing on the carpet and said, "As much as it sucks how everything unraveled, you look so genuinely happy. You guys do seem like a much better fit. It looks much more natural rather than forced. But did he meet the aunt yet?" She posted that DM on her story with a picture of her and John and Aunt Lindsay being like, "Yeah, like she did. He did meet Aunt Lindsay." And I was like, "That feels kind of that's just like
so fucked
mean.
Up."
To post so,
that
story.
Is so like, fucked up.
You
that's
look so much more
insane.
Natural did rather Blake, than forced. Like, what the fuck did Blake do?
Did Blake do something?
That's what I'm saying. Like, did he?
I mean, listen. Like, even if he did, like, can't you just like? Can you not?
Yeah.
Like, this only looks bad on you.
Yeah.
Like, it does not look. No one's like, yeah, fuck Blake. Like, everyone's right.
And it's also a way to get out there that people are messaging her, like, "You look so happy." Yeah, like, "You're so much happier so now."
Also, you guys ever going to enjoy your time together? Because you're posting a lot of TikToks. It seems like that's all they're worrying about, right. Like being on their phones.
Yeah.
Like, are you even hanging out with each other? Or are you just posting the whole time?
I actually would love to be a fly on the wall of the controversial crew because, like, they keep posting these group TikToks, and I'm like, is this what? Is this like what you're talking about at dinner? It's like, all right, we're going to make this TikTok, guys. Chris and Alana, you're going to talk about how, you know, you're talking about paradise for the 9 millionth time. Anna, we're going to talk about the escort thing. You know, everybody still cares about that. And Anna, Katie, you know,
Anna,
you and John,
like,
you're the villain
reaching.
Now.
Okay, she's reaching.
Anna is reaching so hard. She posted a TikTok.
The
we're
lip,
like totally
the lip filler one.
No.
Sorry, I saw okay. that.
She posted and she was like, "When you used to be the controversial one," and then pants to Katie. I'm like, Anna, really? Nobody thought you were. Actually, everyone was on
everyone
your
liked
side.
Her.
We were like, oh, people are making fun of escorts. Like, we support sex workers.
Yeah, totally.
Like, go, Anna. Like, yeah. Nobody thought you were controversial.
Wrong person, but.
What?
Anna's the one that made.
Oh,
Anna's
yeah.
Exposed.
She was. Well, I was on the same page
that,
as you.
And that right there sums it up
wait,
on how
no
much
one knows
you
who
know.
You are, Anna. Babe, wrap it up.
Actual wrong side. She was the one that was like, she's an ass.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That
she,
is fucked
she was
up.
Like, she was screwing guys for money.
Yeah.
Okay, so Anna, you
but
do
then
suck.
She went to paradise and, like, everyone wanted her to find love on paradise.
Right.
And, yeah. So.
I mean, it's just.
They all
grossed
me out.
That, like, Matt. Katie season, all those seasons, I just can't.
Yeah.
I really wanted to get into it. And then this happened. And now it's like, what am I doing? I'm not going to sit here and watch this.
Oh,
then
man.
I'm on TikTok watching
right.
yeah,
everyone's
I know.
TikToks.
You knew Anna's other TikToks.
Yeah. Well, the lip
this,
filler
right.
one.
I'm still.
That was engrossed.
I'm still glued to it is the thing. So they can. We can make fun of it as much as they want. Like, I'm still watching.
I know, but it's like watching like a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Like, I love feeling that, like, cringe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, this is so
I hate watching something
oh,
so
yeah,
exciting.
It's the best.
So, you don't, like, I haven't unfollowed her yet because I'm like, I can't look away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't follow her, but
it's
I
just,
would do. I would understand that.
It is. It's been a journey, and I'm sure we're still going to see. She's going to be at the People's Choice.
Oh, I hope we bump into her.
Wait,
I hope
Katie?
She listens before we see her on Tuesday.
Or Anna. Can you imagine?
No, Katie. Katie.
Yeah, Katie.
I believe she's also not.
And John.
Probably John.
Oh,
I would assume she's
my God.
I would assume she's going to bring John.
We need to be near the red carpet when they are walking their carpet so
yeah.
we can film them.
Yeah.
And put it on our stories.
Well, no one's taking pictures of you, guys.
Yeah.
We stand with the paparazzi.
Yeah, we join them. And we're like, Katie, John, over here. Katie would freak out. That's the good stuff right there.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Has she ever, like, reached out? Like, do you ever hear
this
from
is
people?
We've met her.
She came to the office.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're Team Blake because we just have an allegiance to Blake and Emily.
Yeah,
and the Moynes
and
family.
Like, I'll be very honest. I will critique like what she's doing on social media. She came and we hung out for like a little bit in the office. Nice girl. That like I don't have like there was no problem. We talked. We chatted. She was at the time still with Blake.
Mm,
so like, we were talking about life and what are your plans in Canada and like what's going on in San Diego and like how the show went for her and everything. And she was very nice. She seemed very happy to like be. in the real world again go back to life and like everything. And then like this happened and we were like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, they're just hard to watch, but we're all going to keep watching.
Yeah.
I will keep watching.
We will keep watching.
We will keep watching. What I have not been watching is Vanderpump Rules, but...
I have.
You have been.
Yeah.
James and Raquel engaged on this season. They are no longer together. They broke up.
Yeah. They put out an Instagram statement, of course, joint, same captions, the whole thing. I actually will say, as far as breakup announcements go, this is a good one, I think, because there feels like there's some actual honesty there. It's not like we have so much mutual respect for each other and the timing, it's just not
like
right.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I call me naive, but I sneaky do like kind of believe they're still friends.
I think they're still friends.
Yeah, I think that they are.
Sure.
But Raquel and James
Kennedy.
Couples
who break up really do stay friends.
Raquel and James Kennedy are, no, of course not. No, that not all the time. But like, I don't know, Shawn Mendes just gives me those vibes. Like,
yeah, I think
that he would want to stay in contact.
I think that they're still friends.
Yeah. You know what? I actually agree.
Yeah. I'm glad we just peer pressured you into that.
Yeah.
I stand by that.
So this was the caption. After these five wonderful years we had together, we decided we have two different goals and made the decision to call off the engagement. We love each other very much, but we aren't in love anymore. We want nothing but the best for each other, so please keep any thoughts positive. Sending love. It's like, okay. I'll take a, you know what? We're just not in love anymore. Thanks. I wish that's what everyone put out. Like, you know what? We're not fucking in love anymore.
It's
really
love that.
Sad, but it's
true.
It's true. And I respect them for that.
Now, for those who are watching Vanderpump, I'm intrigued on like what the timeline is, because literally the season started with them getting engaged, and pretty funny now, I guess. But like Sandoval paid a lot of his own money to help James with the proposal.
Oh, God.
Like a lot of money, like thousands of dollars, I think.
Was it like a huge proposal?
Yeah, it was a Raquella. They did like a play on Coachella, obviously.
Oh my God, I had no idea what the fuck that was. Okay.
Yeah, you're like looking at me like sure.
Raquella.
And like they went to where Coachella actually is.
Okay.
And
wow.
They did like a whole setup, fireworks,
good for
the
them.
Whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And he proposed.
Does she really like Coachella?
Apparently they've had some of their like best relationship moments.
That's
at Coachella
sweet.
While they were and on so, drugs probably
yeah like, and like so has Sandoval.
We felt so in love while we were rolling at Coachella.
I think Sandoval and Ariana like feel the same way about Coachella, so it was all very dear to their hearts. And
that's
Sandoval
cute.
Put a lot of money into this. Broken up, they did just film the Vanderpump reunion, so I wonder if they like talked about this on the reunion. It's literally a day apart. Like Lala posted on her story saying whatever, post reunion. So they had just filmed it, and then Sunday they shared that they
I'm
broke
sure
up.
They talk about it.
They have to.
Yeah, because people are going to be tuning in.
Yeah, and I just
reason.
Feel like it's been lulling for sure, Vanderpump. So a spicy
definitely.
Reunion is like exactly what they need. Like they need like a promo of Raquel being like, yeah, we're actually broken up.
Yeah, they need a breakup.
That'd be
right
good.
Now.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like happy and like have kids and like they're all in love. And
yeah.
We need some spice.
Yeah.
Because that's what made Vanderpump.
Let's get Tristan in there.
Yeah.
Really shake things up
when Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. I know.
And to wrap it up, we're going to do one last topic, which is Joshua Bassett and Olivia Rodrigo. But first,
are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Joshua Bassett has a new album out. It came along with a GQ article. The article is titled Joshua Bassett is Still Processing. It's very interesting because the article starts and he says, like, I have a right to stand up for myself. And they're timing wise, it's very interesting because it seems like from a lot of the lyrics in the album and in the songs, like his label wanted him to put out this album ASAP. Like it was done months ago, he claims. and to obviously capitalize on what was going on, to like put out the album. And he said, like, that didn't feel right. Kind of feels like a little bit of a moral high ground here, because he's like, you know, some people were doing that, Olivia. But they have not spoken. He and Olivia have not spoken since Driver's License, before Driver's License came out, I guess. It said, he said they haven't spoken since that happened. He says he reached out and that was it. However, he reached out after the song came out and they have not, she never responded, I guess. I don't know.
Did you watch High School Musical, the musical series?
Yes, I did. Every single episode. Thank you so much. Except I haven't watched the second season.
Neither did I. Okay. As someone who did watch the second season, don't do it. No, it came out months ago.
I didn't do it either because she kept telling me the chemistry was off.
It was.
That's what I imagine.
You could physically like feel how much they hated each other in the scenes.
The first season was fucking good.
The first season was so good. I honestly think it might have to be canceled. Like, I don't know how.
And you realize
they can't be like in the same room. They hate each other.
The first season was so good, and we had guys that we work with being like, this show is so good.
Yeah, it's good.
And so many people were talking about it. And I think it just goes to show nobody was talking about the second season because it just clearly was not as good as the first.
It was also an unfortunate plot line. Like, I think the writers were like, fuck, like, we have to somewhat write like them breaking up because they don't like each other now. And so the characters like are breaking up and you're like, oh, we just fell in love with these characters. Now they're already breaking up because he's jealous of her success in the show. Like, she's like,
oh my god,
she's getting like,
that's not,
I know, she's getting like predicting, she's getting like Instagram, more Instagram followers, she starts like a music account
in the season,
in the show. What? Her songwriting is getting like applauded, and Josh's character like can't handle, and they break up. Like, it's like,
so it's like legit,
it's literally life imitating art, and it is, or art imitating life, I guess. And it was like, it was uncomfortable to watch, and I really don't know how they do another season. But he's got some very intense lyrics. I'll read some of them.
Yeah.
Crisis, which Bassett says is about all the crazy PR over the year, references a breakup instigated by the other party. Here's the lyrics. It's cool if you want to play the bad guy, but don't go acting like I never loved you. Weren't you the one who left in the first place? Weren't you the one who called things off? And an ex who seems to twist the truth for publicity. Other lyrics. Messing with my life is a career move. I can't help but think why you won't make it end. You sensationalize and keep fanning the fire for the sake of headlines. And then Secret is about the discovery of an ex's lie. You swore that you only had a crush, told me that you cut him off, and includes the lines, when your woe is me stops working, I bet your songs won't sound the same.
Ooh. She's going to be a fucking superstar, Joshua. I'm sorry.
It's just like, hey, Josh, no one gives a fuck, okay? Like, we literally are all obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo. Right.
You're not winning
this. I don't care, babe. Yeah, don't care, Josh.
He has no chance at winning anyone back.
It makes me sad.
I know. I guess I feel kind of bad for him. I don't at all. I understand why people would feel bad for him, because it's like, your ex or whoever is an absolute superstar who people are obsessed with. She's crushing it every way.
Yeah, she's crushing it.
And like, how many like 17-year-old girls get so upset about a boyfriend that like potentially maybe like wasn't as bad as you thought he was when you were 17?
Yeah. Right.
I look back at my boyfriend when I was 17. And I was like, I totally get why he did what he did. Yeah, I totally get why he fucked that girl while he was dating me, because she had huge boobs. He wanted to experience that, and I didn't have that. Like,
and he was an idiot. I get it.
He was a young boy.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Exactly. So. But yeah, like, and that's what's interesting is like, he obviously waited now to be like, I waited to put my album out.
Right.
While everything's quieted down. It's like, it hasn't quieted down. She's nominated for like 7 Grammys.
Yeah.
It's just like, Joshua's not going to be Justin Bieber.
That's the thing. I think there's like, she's like rare, and he's like, there's already Shawn Mendes. There's already Biebs.
He's like an American Idol contestant.
Yeah, he really is.
He's such a little cutie pie. I feel
so
sad. He is
a cutie pie.
He's such a nice guy.
And it makes me sad because I feel like
he's a nice guy.
But he was like, there's.
He's been on our show. He was very nice.
He's so sweet.
I assume he's like, I'm sure he's a sweetheart.
I know. And he's on, shit, what was I going to say? The show, like, he was so good on the show, and now it feels like because of her fame and like she's blowing up, so the show, she's not coming back to High School Musical, series on Disney Plus.
She's
not. And I felt bad because like in this article he's talking about how, you know, at the time he sees like TikToks with 50 million views, and they're all like TikToks, like, if I see this guy on the street, like, I'm going after him. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's definitely like unnecessary.
Yeah,
but I just, so he's not gonna like sway right. anyone's opinions her, I don't think.
No.
But like, I don't think we have to like come for him because he's a sweet little guy.
Exactly.
How old? Yeah, he's like 17,
he's like 19.
Yeah. Oh, he's 19.
I just think it's like sad because sometimes they just don't like you. And like, if Joshua just like maybe just didn't like Olivia anymore, like, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is
that the worst thing in the world that you just didn't want to date her anymore? But obviously with artists like this, it's like, they're going to write about it because
I know it's, and it's so hard because you totally see both sides. Like, you see both sides of it, for Joshua to like write his songs about it and for Olivia to write her songs about it. And it goes back to kind of like the Taylor Swift effect. Like, Olivia wrote these songs. They're emotional. They're how they were feeling. They're intense.
Yeah.
Like, they're very Taylor Swift-esque. But the way, like, fan bases go, it's like, yeah, gotta, now we fucking hate that guy.
Right. Which is a little bit absurd.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't really get it because now, just hearing those lyrics, like, it sounds like they have two different, completely different stories.
Seems to be usually what happens.
I know, but it's like, okay,
right.
So now she has someone else, and you also had someone else, but so you're mad that she had someone else.
So you guys
else,
just both,
that you, had
you both decided
else?
To just date other people, right, but you still liked each other. Yeah. So maybe you should have just dated each other.
Right. And not to be like, ooh, like, we heard some inside information, but like,
did we?
Kind of. Like, Olivia, like, definitely had other guys, and there was like people she was dating, and she has a boyfriend now. Yeah, but there was like, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those lyrics in Josh's song are in reference.
I know what you're saying.
To something else.
I get what you're saying right now.
I wish I did. Sadly.
we can share with you, but it was shared with us confidentially.
Yeah.
Confidential. But
I can't. That's also
that sounds.
Morals, baby. I was like, we can share it with you after, but it's confidence.
right. So fucked up. Like, we can only share with the important people.
No, it's not even. Yeah, I know. But it's
Kelsey's not important. Also, no. Kidding.
No, it's fine. I'm just a preschool teacher.
I know, you're just a lowly preschool teacher.
But I think that wraps it up. I really have no more to say about Joshua and Olivia besides, like, Olivia's a superstar and Joshua's probably going to do season 3 of High School Musical.
To be honest, it's sadly, like, I'm selfishly, I care the most about how this completely ruined a good show.
Yeah, honestly, that's the issue.
It is.
That was a fucking
good show. Completely ruined a good show. Yeah. I know.
Which I watched before any of the any of the drama. Yeah. And then I got kind of pissed that people were like starting to watch it because Olivia Rodrigo was blowing up. I'm like, I knew her when she was NeNe.
And we were like, she was so good.
We loved her. And then like, we loved the show. And Josh came on our show to talk about High School Musical, like the show. And that was also before all this happened.
Right.
And it was so funny because I remember like they were reaching out on who was doing press for the show. We were like, we would love to have Olivia Rodrigo on. Imagine if we did get her like right before she blew up. Because now it's like, now I'm like, well,
it's impossible.
She's a fucking megastar.
Forget it. We could probably still get Joshua.
Forget it. Oh no.
He'll be there.
I just want to give him a hug.
Yeah. Tell him it's going to be all right.
Yeah, because that's so hard. And then you're music-wise, everybody's going to compare like his album sales or streams to like other people. Yeah, to Olivia. It's just, I know. Damn, High School Musical, the musical, the series was. And so many talented kids were on that show. Like, they're all going to get screwed.
Every time I think it's done, she's like,
I know. Well, they're all going to get screwed over if the show ends because of this. And they're all so talented.
They're all so talented. Yeah.
All of them. Okay, now I'm done.
It happens, though.
I'm
done. Think about all the times that people just, like, one person Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Sorry, Victoria Justice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But that wraps it up. Thank you, Kelsey, so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a blast and
so much fun.
What an honor that you were on the same podcast as Becca and Tanya.
Stop. I'm honored to be here with you guys, okay?
We're so excited.
Everybody listens to me.
This is going to be like a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, people are going to love this.
Well, thanks for having me.
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited, Consumer Health 2023 edition and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
All right, everyone, we are here with two very special guests. They have been on the show before, but this is the first time they're here in person. We have Tanya Rad and Becca Tilley. We have not... Welcome to the show. Sorry. Sometimes my intros go on
forever.
Her
intros go on for a while.
Depending on how much I like the people. So sometimes I like you guys a lot. But the last time that we were all in person together was at the People's Choice Awards 4 years ago. And now we're back in LA in person. And I am so happy that you guys are here because...
3 years ago?
It was 2018.
Wait, 18, 19, 20.
It's 4 years ago. It was 4 years ago.
I do this too.
I know it's 4 years ago.
No, but 18 to 19, 1 year. 19 to 20, 2 years. 20 to 21, 3 years.
Are you sure?
No,
because, yeah, I think she's right.
Yeah, you don't count 2018 as the year.
No, no, no. But the thing is, I started working... Wait, no.
No.
Wait, no, this is the
You're
four.
Right.
Yeah, this was 4 years ago.
It's four.
Because we... Because
no, wait, I think
you guys won 18 and 19.
We won 2 years, then we lost last year, and now we weren't. No.
Yeah, so it's
so four.
It's technically four shows, but it's 3 years.
I don't know about that.
Anyways, my brain hurts for starting to do math this early in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of sleep. But I am so happy you guys are here because usually we're talking virtually or over Instagram, and I'm just happy you guys made the trip over here.
This is so
thanks
fun.
For having us.
Yeah.
We are excited. What's going on? What's up? How are we? You got a big day. Tanya, your jingle ball. What I want to know what goes into like those days for you, because I feel like you're nonstop interviewing people and working. And
it honestly, it's so nonstop. It's really funny because when we got in the car to come here, I wore my Harry Styles.
Yes,
sweatshirt.
Yep. Thank you very much.
I
see that on Instagram and was like, how do I get my hands on that bad boy? But
honestly,
you know.
Can I say I felt some type of way that I got Harry Styles' pleasing box, but not Taylor Swift's red box. Yeah. So. Take that for what it's worth. I got in the car, but I was like, I don't have the emotional capacity to get ready for like multiple things in a day. So I was like, I have Jingle Ball later. So I really kind of just had to.
Yeah, I did the opposite.
You look so cute, Becca.
I was like, you know what? This is our first in-person podcast in like 5 years. So
you look great. I feel like, you know, we all look great in our own right.
Yeah,
we're comfy, cozy.
Yeah.
You're ready for a day out in LA.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
This is like when we come this time of year, we just don't know like what this place is. Like it's cold. It looks like we're in a cloud.
Yeah.
And then
why is everyone raving about the weather?
In a few hours it burns.
It's so nice in the day. It's like 80 degrees during the day.
But it's so hard to pack because we bring stuff and it's like, it's going to be 80 degrees during the day. We're going to be so hot, but
this place just confuses us
in the morning.
But you guys love it here.
Love it.
Look at the face that you made when I said that. Do you love it?
I love it. I love LA, but the weather right now, I don't, the heat, like I would like some fall weather, traditional fall weather.
Yeah.
That's the only season I really feel like I'm like,
you would like
here.
It to kind of stay like the temperature it is
I'd
right
be
now.
Fine, like a folklore album.
Because it's really
weather.
Not that cold.
Like just,
it's really not.
No, no. It's just like comfortable sweater, but like you can dress in cute fall clothes and then it gets hot and you're sweating.
Yeah. What about just the environment and the people? Obviously, you guys are like in the industry. There's a lot going on. How do you deal with that? Because I feel like it could be a lot of stress being out in LA.
Tanya's way more around it than I am.
You know, it's interesting because I feel like when I first started out in the industry, I struggled a lot because like everybody in LA goes out every night till midnight. They go to the clubs on Tuesdays. And like I would be invited to like beach day Wednesday at noon. And I was working all the time. So I felt like I didn't really fit in because I was like working all the time. But it actually really helped me create friendships that were meaningful because the people that actually wanted to like spend time with me would do things that I could actually do with my work schedule. So I feel like I found like a really beautiful group of people in LA that I consider like friends and family that I can do life with. But also it's like there is that side of LA that's just kind of weird.
Well, would you guys want to stay in LA like forever? Do you have any like any ideas of other places you would want to live?
I'm originally from the South. So like I have moments where, like, I visit Nashville or Austin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I could live here. But I love California, too. Yeah. Like, I know there sometimes people are like, oh, L.A. sucks. You know, there's a whole opinion about it. But I have a really great group of friends, and I don't really put myself in. I think when I first started coming to L.A. and I would go to these parties, I remember being so feeling so like insignificant.
Yeah,
because you're around these people who are you feel like are doing so much, because the whole thing, I don't know if y'all feel this way in New York, but in L.A. it feels like everyone's always doing stuff. Yeah, and you're I'm not doing enough. Like, I'm not going to these things. And I think once I had like a group of friends and I was going to events feeling a little more confident, the whole like L.A. scene wasn't as intimidating.
Yeah, I feel like in New York, nobody cares about you just at all. Like anywhere you go, nobody gives a shit about you. Everyone's worried about themselves, and not in like a selfish way. They're just like
focused on themselves.
Right. Like everyone's like working. It's more like I feel like here when you say everyone's doing a lot, it's like they're doing a lot in this world, right? Yeah. Where it's like New York, there's so many, like there's like finance people, mm-hmm. Wall Street, like a lot of business people, which it is here too, but like a different kind of work.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I've noticed going out, I feel like in restaurants and whatever bars, like around LA, I can see everyone around me, like looking at everyone else.
Yes.
And here like, in LA?
Yes.
I saw that at dinner the other night. Like, I was like, everyone is looking around.
Really?
And in New York, like, nobody cares.
No, like, because there's so much going on the streets of New York that you literally can't pay attention to at all, because otherwise you'll be upset, you'll be crying, you'll be happy. Right. Like, there's just so much going on. Whereas in LA, people are just like looking for famous people, I think.
Well, yeah,
which Natalie saw Hillary Duff the other day, so I feel like it's worth it. Like, to look around.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, she's always so jealous. Here. Yeah.
It was hilarious. She like went to because I also think when we come, we go to like we go to Jones on Third. We go to like we go to all the places.
Because it's right across from CBS lot.
So that's exactly where they were to go grab breakfast, and she like texted us and was like, oh my god, Hillary Duff just walked out, she's getting into her car.
Yeah, she like, goes to Alfred's, that's there a lot too.
Oh god damn it, that's what we're drinking.
We gotta deliver.
But it is interesting because I feel like there's something going on like every single night in LA. Like last night was a Thursday night and Charlie Puth had this birthday party, and like normally, you know, it's like a school night, I don't really like to go out, but I was out to like 11.
Guys, would you see his Instagram?
Yes.
What was going on? The underwear?
Yeah.
Did you not see this?
No.
Oh my god.
Tanya. A lot of Charlie.
There was a lot of Charlie. I don't know if it was on purpose.
A whole lot of Charlie.
I mean, it was obviously
dirty
on 30, purpose,
you know?
But
30.
Yeah.
We were at his birthday party.
Yeah.
Now what is a birthday party like that?
It was really fun. Oh.
Wait, I need to preface this with Tanya's saying. I was going, she's looking at the photo.
Pass it to me. I want to see.
It's like, oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Charlie.
Oh, happy birthday,
okay.
Big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy. That's a perfect way to describe him from that photo.
That's so funny.
So Tanya's talking about going to this party, and she's so casually talking about like the birthday, and now continue, because this is how Tanya lives her life, because she's friends with all these people. But just listen to some of the people that she
I stayed until I couldn't, because there's only a certain amount of time that I need my sleep when I have work, especially all day.
Yeah.
But right when we left, Charlie got up on stage and like jammed out with like his band. James Corden came up and like did a thing, and it was like a whole
thing.
I missed it.
Yeah.
Totally missed it. Well, you know what else happened? And actually, you guys, I feel like you would really understand this and feel like I'm a really good friend, so I'm just going to tell them. The Jonas Brothers roast was filmed in LA.
Yeah.
And they invited me to be in the audience. And I had to say no because it was the day of her birthday party.
Okay, the birthday party that she planned.
I was drunk.
I required anything.
If Becca was throwing the party for herself, would you have missed it?
I'm going to be completely honest.
You would miss it.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. If I was invited and it was on your birthday,
I would tell you to go.
And even if I planned the party,
I would tell you to go.
I just know,
like, you are like, you really love them.
I was like, honestly, like, insulted I wasn't like invited. I was like, I would have flown
to
LA. I would have flown.
When there were rumors that
they did another show in LA recently, like that they filmed for something, is like, and they, I'm kind of in like the fan network, like and I see, and we, literally my New York friends that are like my Jonas Brothers friends, we were like, what the. Like, we would, they could have called us. We would have flown to LA. Yeah. It's like, yeah. That's what we always tell each other when it's all in LA. We're like, no, guys, like, we would have been invited if it was in New York. Yeah,
I think it's fucked up they didn't invite you. But I will say this. When there were rumors that Nick and Priyanka were breaking up a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
The way that Fran spoke about this on the podcast, she was like, I just want what's best for Nick. And if he's happy, I'm happy. And if he's upset, I'm upset. I was like, you, like, I understand being a fan of somebody. You love them on a deep level.
And also,
level.
Like, you love all three of them the same?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
God, no.
Nick is the one?
Far and above.
Nick has always been my number one. But honestly, yeah, no, I know. But Joe has show-wise, like, it's hard. Because now, currently, in my day-to-day, I think it's Joe. Like,
Joe's the star.
Joe is a star. And I love him and Sophie.
On Kevin.
No, we love Kevin. Don't even get me started. Kevin's my absolute favorite.
No, Kevin is the one, like, I would want Kevin to, like, invite me over for dinner. Like, I want, you know, I love his family. Like, Kevin, I feel like, is also our biggest supporter.
That's such a, like, low-key insult, like, not it's not, not an insult. It's a great thing, but
I,
like,
can't get rid of my 13-year-old self. Like, my younger self loved Nick. Like, that was he was my guy. I can't just get
he's
over
just
that.
My least favorite. I love him, but, like,
yeah,
he just gets so much love. You know. You
yeah, no, I know. What you can tell from the roast.
So
he's
you
want to
go to
Virgo?
You want to go over to Kevin's house for dinner?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with Joe? And what do you want to?
Oh,
do with
Joe
Nick?
And Sophie, I want to party with. Okay. By far. Okay.
And then Nick.
And then Nick.
But if wherever the wind takes us. No, but I also said, like, if they broke up, I don't think my heart could handle, like, being at my age now and Nick dating, like, other people.
She said she can't handle single. This was crazy. She
I was
goes,
like, I can't handle, like, single Nick. Like,
no,
I can see paparazzi pictures of him. He's going to be dating supermodels again.
No,
like,
there is
no.
Something really beautiful about the Jonas Brothers in this time.
Yeah,
they're all,
they're
married,
all settled down.
And like,
it's nice.
I know. I agree.
She said she doesn't have to worry about, like, anyone else. Like, she knows who he's going to home to every night.
Right,
she's like, if he's single, I don't know where
yeah,
he's going.
Like, I trust the people that they're with. Yeah. It feels very, like, good.
It's fucked up.
But it's really funny because when I got the text, I didn't even think twice about it. I just said, oh, it's the same. It's exactly the same day. I can't throw my best friend her birthday party. And then I started thinking about it more. And then I watched the roast and I kept seeing the people in the audience. And I was just like,
could have been me. That should
stung.
Be me.
It really cut deep. And then I asked her about it. And she was like, I would have told you to go. And I was like,
yeah.
I was almost more upset that, like, obviously we knew all of they were going to be there. But the wives were so involved in it that I was like, damn, I wish... Like, they were so good. Like, Sophie was by far the best.
So
roast.
Good.
She's the star of the Jonas Brothers.
I know, yeah,
she,
I know.
She was so good. And Pete Davidson was great. What
and
are your nice thoughts on Pete Davidson?
I'm obsessed with him.
Love.
Yeah. Okay, good. That reaction, I didn't know what you were going with. Love him.
I don't know that I know much about him to even have a strong opinion. Yeah, I'm a little confused by the, like, mass appeal.
The lust for him.
Yeah,
so
the lust.
I did, like, a deep dive. I read, like, a lot of... like opinion pieces about Pete Davidson.
The fact that there are the fact that you can even say I've read a lot of opinion pieces about Pete Davidson means they've been written
research.
Because so when you look at the men of Hollywood, a lot of men have egos or they're confident, they're this, they're that. Pete Davidson is very self-deprecating and he's very vocal about his his mental health.
Yeah, he's like mental health.
Yeah. And so he's very approachable, I feel like, in a way. Yeah. Like, he's just like everybody else in a weird way. But also, he treats his girls like queens. Like, he's been quoted saying all of these things. And he has a big ween.
I've heard about that. But
I have heard about the big ween as well.
Yes. I also think, like, humor is... I prefer humor over, like, physical attraction. Like, if someone can make me laugh, I would love to be so physically attracted to someone and laugh.
Yeah.
I think you can have both. But I'm saying, like, I think that's underrated when people see him. They initially go, like, I don't get it. I personally don't, based on just, like, physicality.
Right,
but
right.
I feel like he's a really funny guy. So I feel like I'd be charmed by him as well.
That's really all it takes for me, too. Like, all you have to do is make me laugh and then I'm in. Like, I don't care. I mean, obviously, I don't want you to be... like disgusting, like to put it lightly,
he's not
like
disgusting. Like,
I think you have to be attracted, but like I think when somebody makes me really laugh and has a good personality, then all of a sudden I just become attracted to them, and I don't even know like really physically what matters.
I show Rhea so many people, like either on Instagram or whatever. I'm like, what about this guy? She's like, doesn't
do like, it for me. Yeah, like a big the, muscular yeah. guy in a photo, like yeah. like six pack looking hot. I'm like, okay, like you, sure, of course he looks good, but I do not physically feel like I want to have sex with him
except
right
for
now.
Joe Manganiello.
Joe Manganiello, because he's so funny. Like if you watch his interviews yeah. and like Magic Mike XXL, that scene in the grocery store.
She plopped her laptop in front of me in the office the other day and was like, "You gotta watch this." It was just a scene from Magic Mike.
And
XXL.
I showed her, and she goes, "This is not your usual type of man." And I was like, yeah. "It's not, but look at how funny he is." Like yeah. Yeah. it was just the combination of both. Like, just a hot guy isn't gonna do it for me. Like, I don't want to sleep with you just, like, based off that. You have to make me laugh because then it might be awkward.
TikTok has made me realize that, like, just hot people in general don't do it. Like, the like just a hot person, if they're just thinking they're hot and that's their whole personality trait, I'm like, that's... All of a sudden, that's not so attractive
TikTok
anymore.
TikTok, too. Yeah. Like, well, it's like, you're like, why are all these kids have so many followers? It's like... They're attractive and they just do, they just smile into the camera and they have millions of followers.
Because so many younger kids are on there and then they see the people around the same age of them being like so pretty or
hot. I thought TikTok was this, the raw space.
Are you guys into TikTok?
I'm not on it that often either, but there's so many corners.
So much more like than they are so like, they're so funny.
There's so many corners of it. Like Rhea, I remember, who is the guy? I forget his name, but you showed me like a couple months ago and you were like, he's young. But he's so cute, and literally on TikTok, all he does is drink beers.
Oh, I know. You're
like he
about.
Smiles Harry, into Harry the camera, yeah. drinks beers, and has millions of followers.
For my perception of it, was that like TikTok was the like unvarnished space, and people don't like Instagram because it's so polished and curated.
Well, these are just good-looking people who. It's not filtered or anything. They're just young people.
You know, there is a beauty mode on TikTok. Oh, yeah. You know, so I feel like
there's a beauty mode.
Yeah, you can click beauty mode on TikTok.
It's like also, a little bit more intense than the Paris filter.
It's almost. I honestly don't use the beauty mode on TikTok because it looks so fake. Because
you're just so like, naturally gorgeous that it makes you look.
It makes your face look blurry.
I go to my camera, I'm like, look at something on my screen. It's so blurry. But I feel like TikTok. Yes, it's like that space where it's supposed to be not, you know,
curated,
filtered like Instagram, but it's also, I think, the most toxic social media app by far, and it really isn't even close. Like, I used to think that about Twitter. TikTok is so bad because I think, first of all, the comment sections on TikTok can be extremely funny or the most ruthless place on earth. Like, because it's younger kids, and when younger kids have access to this, it's like they 15-year-olds
can be real mean.
They're just ruthless on there. They're so mean. And then on top of
especially
that,
especially to other 15-year-olds, like that's like the app. Like,
yes. And on top of that, like, and I think, for example, Brianna Chicken Fry, who we work with, she's so great. She's so fun. Everyone loves her on there. And she's just like, she just wants to have fun. But when you're on the app, like she just scrolls on the app like us, right? But when you're on the app and you're scrolling, you see TikToks made about you when you're that level, right? Because just on your For You page, it's just coming up. So I feel like these kids that like get a huge following on there also then don't even like scrolling on there after because they're just seeing TikToks about themselves. Like my whole page is sometimes filled with TikToks about Charlie or Addison, and I'm sure it's the same for them. Like, because it's curated for that. Because
it's another way to get there, like to get
attention.
Videos to go viral is like when you especially are like mean or like make fun of someone's who's very famous TikTok, and then that goes
right. And then it just, I feel like it's just popping up on their page about them. Like, and this, I mean, I barely post. I haven't posted on my personal TikTok in months, but
I don't even have one.
One time I went on and it was like, she doesn't even have a TikTok.
I just got one.
I have never posted anything. I'm on private. Like I'm like user 64989378997055.
So
like, it's like, it has like 30 digits behind it.
My page is like literally all just like about relationships. Period. No, and periods. But I'm getting like very informational graphic period one TikToks and like relationship ones, you know, like my wife likes when I do this.
I get so many of all those, or it's like, because I'm single, so it's just all about being single all the time. Like my whole page knows. But one time I went on there and obviously like don't have a big following on TikTok at all. The first thing that pops up on my For You page is a TikTok about me and then like Tyler Cameron and Hannah and Dylan all being out together, and it's like, how does this know? And it has like so many views. I'm like, what is going on? And you're just like, wait a second. Now I'm seeing my, and you see what everyone writes, and it's just like such a weird space.
I there's such a toxic part about it. I agree with you because I have two sides of me where I'm like, I feel like you can learn so much on TikTok. I feel like it's a very informative place. Yeah. However, when someone has a quick rise to TikTok fame, you'll look at the comments and they're all just like so kind, supportive. Like, this is amazing. Everyone's following you. And then as soon as they reach a certain level of popularity, you go to the comments and nothing has changed. Yeah. But all of a sudden, because they have reached this level of success, people feel like now it's time to turn. And they're just mean out of nowhere. And I'm like,
these feel like young people, that's happened to Brie. Like, Brie, yeah. Like,
well, that's why I brought her up, because I feel so bad for her, because
like she was like, everybody on, it was always so positive. And then, you know, she gets a great job. Mm-hmm. She, you know, is moving into a nicer apartment. Yes. Like, she's getting all these things because she's successful and she works her ass off. And now people are like, you don't deserve any of this.
Like, and it's like, shut up.
What do you mean?
They're just jealous because I feel like they see somebody like that, or like Charlie Addison, all these big people. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, they're just like us. But then it's like, okay, but now they're
not just like
they're
us.
Not. Yeah. They are, but now they're very successful for a reason. Like, they really worked hard to get there, and that's what happens. And people just put their jealousy in the wrong place.
TikTok is also a crazy place too. Like, I think for either influencers or celebrities, because so many little, like, they look so deep into people's lives, mm-hmm. and then the TikToks go viral because it's like, oh my god, we didn't think about that. It's like, look, they like will zoom in to like a back angle like in your Instagram photo and be like, do you guys see what that is? And then that TikTok goes viral and then everyone's talking about it
because you guys are here. And for a while, I think TikTok was like taking over LA, right? Like, you would just see people TikToking in the wild. Did you guys notice that?
I think I'm just like very naive to it all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm on TikTok.
I notice it in New York.
And I like, I look at TikTok. I like watching people. I don't make very many, but the ones I make are pretty good.
Yeah.
And I like, I'm on social media.
I like your TikToks, Becca.
Thank you so much. And I like doing it, but I feel like I'm in this weird different world where it's like, I'm not really hyper-focused on it, even though I probably should be. Because I feel like sometimes when you just, I don't know, I can't really explain it. I feel like I'm very naive to it.
Yeah. It's just an app that I don't know. I was just talking to my sister about this because we have younger cousins. Mm-hmm. And so on it, like, they're all on it and it's like ruthless. It's these girls and they like look so much older than they are.
But
and
all the kids now just want to be like TikTok. Yes. Instagram.
Oh, yeah. No. So, and exactly. And it's crazy. But it's like, we're like, oh my God, like worried about these kids. And then my sister was like, if I had TikTok like in seventh grade, I might have been kicked out of school. Like, she was like, we were so mean. Mess. Like, we were like, she was like, she was like in the mean group of girls, like in her middle school. She was like, we would have been like bullying kids. Like, it would have been a disaster.
At least
like,
she's honest.
Now she's like, believe me. She's like, if we had that then. But like, I'm like, they have it now. And it's like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah. And I have a lot of teachers in my family and they say that, like, you know, In high school, it's like, what do you want to be? What are you going to college for? Like, these kids are like, we just want to be TikTok famous. Like, we don't want to go to college. And we dropped out of college, so we can't talk. But in high school, I wasn't like, I want to be social media famous. Yeah. Right. Like, that wasn't really a thing. Right. I mean, it was, but not to this extent. So it's insane. But I want to talk about your guys' podcast, Scrubbing In. Obviously, you guys have been doing it for years now. Where do you guys see this podcast going? Because the title is, I feel like, based around Grey's Anatomy, right? Grey's Anatomy has been going on for so long, but it's not all about Grey's Anatomy.
No, right. Where do you see it going, Tanya?
It's funny. You know, everybody goes through seasons in life, peaks and valleys, and I feel like we're in a bit of a valley right now.
We're in a little bit of a valley.
We're in a little bit of a valley. I feel like the pandemic's made us a little bit more, I don't know what the word is.
We felt the cautious. We felt the same way.
A little more cautious, a little more reserved.
Especially when we had to do everything from home.
Yeah. So I feel like we're kind of coming out of this like funk a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we have this conversation a lot of just kind of like, we actually were thinking, we're like, how fun that you guys came to LA. And I was like, we should go to New York and do a couple podcasts from New York. Mm-hmm. Just like switch it up. Because I think for us, what we really want out of our podcast is, we've created a community there, like a sisterhood, really, with these women and some men, too, that listen. And I feel like we just want to continue to grow that community. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like,
their,
we just want to do
so
life.
Loyal. They're so great. I saw them posting about the People's Choice Awards, and it was so sweet.
Yeah. We have a lot of crossover listeners, which is great too. And the girls are so sweet. Like, I got a bunch of messages being like, we wrote in the Scrubbing In group, like, about the People's Choice Awards. I'm like, that's so nice. Like,
so sweet.
Because honestly, I give you guys a lot of credit, because so many podcasts that have had those kinds of groups have had to either disband them or end them because they kind of have fueled a lot of toxicity.
Yeah,
and that's a tough word. And like, it's just either gets infiltrated by people who don't even listen.
Yeah,
and it turns into like they just want tea or like they're looking for gossip, things like that. And we've never had it, but we've seen it with like other. Some podcasts at Barstool have them too, and it's like we've seen like where it can go sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I feel like your group has always stayed very loyal to you guys and very sweet.
Yeah, how do you guys manage that?
The group,
for them to say, we have some admins,
yeah. Mickey and Crystal, yeah. and a couple others that are Natalie, like yeah. Natalie. They're just very. Invested yeah, and very
which
like,
is great you have to I
yeah.
Think.
Oh, yeah so they're good at managing all that stuff, but I think at the end of the day too, it's like I think and I, what we really want again is just we really just want to grow that sisterhood and that community yeah. like that's what we just want to do life with people. So it's like what that looks like I don't really know, but I know that like it's going to be kind of like Grey's Anatomy where it just goes on and on and on. Like, I don't want to stop doing it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
there's going to be great seasons and there's going to be seasons right. that maybe aren't the best and right. this was one of our seasons that I think it was just kind of one of those, like, we both are in different stages in our life, different from where we began,
right.
which is we started when we were both single. We're both in relationships. Tanya's more open about her relationship, but, you know, we're both, it's navigating how much we talk about that, how much yeah. we talk about. I know we talked about that when y'all yep, were on our yep, podcast yep. about how much you share. And a part of a podcast is that, like, vulnerability and being open and sometimes navigating where the line is for that. And I think this year has been a season of kind of navigating that and figuring out like what this podcast looks like and where we want it to go. Right. So
yeah
I totally get that, because I think we try and balance too. Like I'm Becca, I tend to be a little bit on mm-hmm. your side of like not sharing so much, because you know, my boyfriend isn't like, I prefer you not put like our entire lives out to the world. So here and there, like, yeah, I can share stories or talk whatever. She's an open book. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of like, where's the balance mm-hmm. where it's not just like putting pressure on you to like share your entire right. life. Our, do you care if I say this?
No.
What? She's like, what?
Our number
I
one,
said no, and I,
our most listened oh. to episode of the entire year on Spotify was Rhea's episode where she said she and her boyfriend broke up.
Yeah. Because like,
and, as our and it's most insane, listened though, episode. But, and like you mentioned how you're in different spots than you were when you started. So are we completely. Yeah. Like we were both in relationships. Now I'm single. And it's weird to see the way that people react to it. Some people like love me now and they're like, you're so great. And some people are like, you're so annoying. Like you're like being single changed you and you're so obnoxious and all you like to do is party and like whatever. It's like, but you don't understand that like for 4 years of my life, I didn't do any of that. And it was just like, I have to experience different life things. Like, I'm not going to be the same person that I was when we first started. And
because you were 19.
I was not. That's what people don't get. It's like we were both incredibly young. And it's like, I'm not going to be the same person I was at 19. I'm 24
and also,
now.
Nobody is. Like, we all grow and we all change and we all evolve. And you know what? So I was the same way. I was an open book. I had no filter. Mm. And my boyfriend is, he actually doesn't care what I share about him. Yeah. He has kids. Yeah. So he's protective over them, which is kind of where I drew the line for that boundary for him to protect him and them. But it is interesting because people that will start our podcast from the beginning, they'll like DM me. They're like, I'm binging this. And I'm in the episode where you guys were like live texting the guy you met at Whole Foods. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And, like Mr. Wilshire. And like we named all my guys. Right. You know, now I just have one. And it's amazing, but it's like a different season of life. Yeah. And I think the thing is too, I think what connects people, you know, our podcast is I'd say like 70% our lives and sharing mm-hmm. stories and kind of like learning and growing together. And I think that's the thing that bonds people, you know, like I'm really open a lot about like my period and UTIs and things like that. And I get so many DMs from people that ask me crazy stuff about their bodies. And I'm just like, because people are embarrassed to talk to their friends about it. A lot of people don't have friends. What I've realized is like we're their internet friends.
Yeah.
And so
I think the more you share and the more vulnerable you are, you create a connection that's really authentic and beautiful. And so I think there's something really special about opening up, you know, and sharing that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you brought up a good point, and I think it's important for people to listen to. Like, if you don't have a big group of friends, it's okay. I feel like people get upset when they like see so many people have, like, I don't really have a big group of friends. Mm-hmm. I had my core group of girlfriends from high school, but then I didn't really go to college. I went for a little bit. So I didn't really have enough time to make friends there. And then obviously my friends from high school are like off doing their own thing right now. So like I have like friends, but not like a big core group. And I think some people can get upset by that. But like you said, when they listen to shows like ours, they feel like they're friends with us. Like I had a girl DM me the other day and she was like, Rhea, I'm really going through a lot right now. Like I found out my boyfriend cheated on me, his whole thing. And she was like, and I really don't have a lot of close girlfriends. Like, is there any way that you can give me any sort of advice? And I answered right away. Cause I was like, imagine being in that spot and feeling like you don't have a girlfriend to talk to. Like, I don't know what I would do. So it's just so meaningful. And I'm sure for you guys to read something like that and be like, they look at us like a friend, not like somebody they're like praising and whatever. Yeah.
But that's just the thing. Like they reach out to you about personal stuff. Like I've never gotten a DM that was like, I love what you said about Joe Jonas. Do you know what I mean? I broke up. My boyfriend, I just broke up. How did you get through? Because my boyfriend and I broke up for 2 months. And they're like, how did you get through that period when you guys were broken up, when you knew he was the one, and like all this stuff? And it's like, it's all personal stuff that they reach out about. I've never once had a person reach out about like a great interview, minus Harry Styles.
But like, well, come on. We got to throw in the Harry, that Tanya, interview Harry Styles every time.
Also, this happens to us every time now too. Like we, you guys know, but the world doesn't know. We can't say it. We had a huge guest on our show and everyone's going to be like, you guys won't stop talking about it. But we can't stop talking about it.
Fucking huge.
And we post about it. And every single time we say like, oh, we got a big guest, everybody's like, Harry Styles, it's Harry Styles. And I'm like, guys, it's not fucking Harry Styles. Like,
and people are going to be so upset.
Like, God, everybody's going to be disappointed now. Like, it's not Harry Styles.
He's not the only big star on this planet, even though we like to see him as such. We love Harry Styles, but like, there are huge.
It's just like so funny in there. And I feel like in our listeners' minds, it's like, well, they already had the Jonas Brothers, so it has to be Harry Styles.
They were like, isn't this person bigger than the Jonas Brothers? And I'm like, yes. Like,
Harry Styles!
It's Harry Styles. It's not Harry Styles.
It has to be Harry Styles if they're bigger than the Jonas
Brothers. Man. Yeah. Okay, we got to wrap up, I think, because I don't want to keep you. You got a busy, busy day. But I do want to ask, because we're now getting into holiday season. It's Christmas time. What is Christmas time like look like for both of you guys? I don't know why. This is such a Northeast bias, but I'm like, I can't imagine having Christmas like in the warm. Do you guys get real Christmas trees?
People get, first of all, it's not even warm here.
No, it is though. It is.
It will get hot.
Yeah. It is though. Like, do you guys get real Christmas trees?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
You don't?
I do every year. I go and like, it's a thing. Like, I'm very particular about the shape and what it looks like. And
yeah, if you get a fake one, you know exactly what it's going to look like every year.
I just got my first real Christmas tree in New York, like in my apartment that I had.
You asked them so you could say
no
that.
I know. Yeah, well, I wanted to talk real or fake tree. It's a big
a fake tree person.
You're a fake tree person. I'm a real tree person. We're split again, but
real trees scare me because it's a fire.
Super fair.
Die.
I feel like fake trees could also go up in flames.
They could. I feel like the risk is more with the real one.
My tree actually got stolen. I just put it up yesterday. I know, it's really sad. It got stolen out of my garage. So I have like my little baby tree up. I know.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry to hear about that.
It just happened yesterday.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Oh my. For the podcast. No. The real tree, like I don't know, something about the real tree.
I'm with you. It just gets me. I think it's just like what
you grew up with, I guess, maybe. Like, I always had a real tree.
Yeah. My mom switched to a fake tree a few years ago, and I was like, this feels a little abandonment feeling.
I don't knock it till you try it.
We had the same fake tree for like 15 years.
That's what I'm saying.
And it was great. I was like, all right, let's take this tree out of the attic. Here we go. Same one every time.
All the branches
down. They're all half falling off. It's fine.
My parents just sold our house that we grew up in, and they moved into Manhattan. And I was like, Mom, like, what are you going to do? You're going to get a tree? And she's like, don't, we're getting a tree. Like, they got like some tree to live, like a real tree.
That's beautiful in that apartment.
It's stunning. Yeah. But I was like, I was so excited to get my first
tree.
And it's just, I love this time of year is my absolute like favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so great in New York. And then once it's over, New York sucks. It's so fucking
cold. It's just cold.
Yeah. Cause it's like, you can't do all the fun holidays.
I live
stuff.
In summer mode forever.
Yeah, that's why did you do that? Because that's I live right in summer mode.
Wait, okay.
I talk about
wait, I also feel bad that I'm the only. Did you want to see where you saw the podcast going? Or do you feel
I agree.
Building, yeah. She asked great you. Yeah. Any Christmas traditions for you guys? Holiday traditions? I know you're celebrating holidays now, yeah, right?
So it's weird because, again, it's like I'm in this phase of life where I'm starting new traditions with this. My boyfriend's Jewish. Mm-hmm. I'm Christian. So I'm learning all about Hanukkah and lighting the menorah and making latkes. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what is this? The first year he ever decorated a Christmas tree was with me 2 years ago.
And it's just gotta be really fun, sweet. Though. That's so it adds sweet. Like another level of excitement to the relationship. Because it's like more things to do together.
And you can still like experience first together,
which is cool. Like he, like the first time he bought ornaments, it was just the cutest thing because he was like, I didn't know what to buy, and he said the girl told me that you get like matching ones, so he bought like two of every one.
That's really sweet.
It's fun. I feel like that's really fun for you getting to do the new things. I don't really do traditions, but like my family, I go to Louisiana and it's hot and humid there depending on the year, and we all stay together. There's like 14 of us and it's pure chaos, but it's so fun, you know. It's just like being with family and having a big family and everyone being able to be together that one time of year is really nice. But we don't have any like super traditional.
You can start making your own.
Yes.
It's the best thing about life. You can make your own everything.
That's beautiful. Yeah, this is the first time I'm beautiful. Very
profound. That's a beautiful way to end this.
I know, definitely. This is the first time I won't be with my family on Christmas.
Wait, why?
Which is crazy. I'm going to be with my boyfriend's family, but it's like the first time that we've like agreed to do holidays
together.
Yeah, because we were like, and I'm it's kind of crazy, my siblings were not happy with me.
Yeah,
well, they gotta get over it. And as
I know
because I'm the youngest sibling, like it fucking sucks when your older siblings are not around. It does. But they gotta suck it up. It's happened to me many of times.
It's just like everyone argues about like different. My brother's like, I was in a relationship, but I never missed all.
I know,
I
it's
like,
interesting.
You're younger, though. You're like, older. This is our years. Fifth. This is like,
so what did you guys do for 5 years of dating? Do you like split
this
it?
Was our first year. He came with my family for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you guys would always split up and just
always.
Do each other's
we always
families.
Just did our own, we always just did holidays with our own families.
Interesting.
And because we don't, like, we live kind of close, but like not close enough to like do mornings and afternoons.
Oh, okay.
So we... And this is the first time where I was like, my parents sold our house. Like, I don't really want to wake up in my apartment on Christmas and like walk to my parents' apartment. Like, I'm going to go. My boyfriend has young nieces and nephews and like, we're going to be in New Hampshire. It's like, I was like, scenic. I'm like, all right, I'm doing it. We're doing it.
But it's a big step.
I know. I'm excited, but it's different Christmas traditions, I guess.
Yeah. You'll be like, you'll either be like, that was awesome and I love this, or you're gonna be like, let's go back to going.
I know.
I like being with my family on the they're just a fun time, so the holidays with them are good.
Well, everyone's biased.
Obviously. I'm like, my family's so fun. I'm like, they're like, okay.
Yeah, if I could pick, I'd be like, oh, you gotta come for all the holidays with me.
I know, but it's so interesting because like, I mean, now I'm like kind of happy that I don't have to choose because he doesn't celebrate Christmas, so it's like he'll just come be with mine. But
that was a nice, I dated a boy that was Jewish for a while and he would spend Christmas with my family.
And
it was like, it was great. It was like that. I never had to worry about leaving my family on Christmas because he always came with my family.
We did Thanksgiving together for the first time this year, which was like
your
a
Thanksgiving
big deal.
Looked stunning.
Gorgeous.
It was like a big so deal aesthetic. Because it was like his whole family and my parents came and it was their first time meeting, and so I was like, I need it to be beautiful and fun and like a lot of food. It was fun.
From Instagram it looked beautiful.
Thank you.
So the Instagram versus reality, and the reality was
also mostly beautiful.
Also beautiful. If not better. I got like so drunk I didn't want to. I was like crying when people left. It was like really sad. Like,
drunk Tanya is
scary.
Emotional.
Emotional.
It
happens.
Sounds familiar.
I do that too.
I know the People's Choice Awards are coming up, and obviously we're totally rooting for y'all. We are talking about the competition,
so
and
thank
we
you guys.
I'm really
feeling
like being it for
with
y'all
you guys.
This year.
We're getting the
energy.
I do feel like
the winner energy,
not 2020 energy.
We're giving our 2018 energy.
I mean, 2018 and 2019.
Repeat winners. Like, come on,
you guys won 2 years in a row.
I feel like this is your time, though. Like this is your year. And I feel like
that would be awesome.
It's like the tour.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you guys so much.
But thank you guys so much. And honestly, you guys would be so, if you're around, which I'm hoping you are. We are doing a show in LA in February around the Super Bowl. Love to have you guys.
When
the
Super Bowl?
February 10th. It's later this year.
The Super Bowl is February 13th.
Oh, cute. February 13th.
Yeah,
I think I'm throwing that out there, and I'm pretty sure that's.
I'm pretty sure.
I think yes.
Yeah.
Do we know what teams are playing?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
So no, you don't. You don't know until
January.
Until teams win.
Oh, okay. Yes. I think sports are
playoffs.
Cute.
Like you know, there's playoffs. Yeah.
That's cute.
And the winner goes on, and that puts them in the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So February 13th is the Super Bowl.
Okay. Awesome. Her first football game. She was like, "Oh my god, this is so cute." And I was like,
"Because okay. I like camaraderie. I like community. So like the fact that everybody's in like jerseys and like cheering and stuff. I was like, I could get into this.
LA is the perfect place for you to go to football games. No one really cares. They're just there to have fun.
It'll be fun this year.
You don't have angry fans like freaking out. It's not like you're
just
in
community.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Just community
cute
having
community.
Fun. cute outfits. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you coming to see us. And good luck with everything you got going on for the rest of the year. Where can everyone once again follow you guys and listen to Scrubbing In?
Scrubbing In wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's right.
Scrubbing In Instagram, Becca Tilly Instagram.
It's actually Scrubbing In Pod on Instagram.
Oh, Scrubbing In Pod on Instagram. Sorry about that.
Good, Becca.
It's okay. I'm the details one.
True. And then where can they find
Tanya
you?
Tanya Rad is where I am. I'm not sure my TikTok, but it's fine. But we love you guys. We're going to pray for you. Keep our fingers crossed.
Thank
you. Send you all our
Thank
energy.
You so
Yay.
Much.
We Thank love you guys. Too.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We think it was a really fun one, long but amazing. And I guess we'll talk to you after the People's Choice Awards. We'll see how it goes.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.